Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. State Department issues report on human trafficking. The U.S. State Department's annual Trafficking in Persons report shows that improvements have been made in Thailand. The country moved up out of the group of most serious offenders, though the report indicates there's still room for improvement. Africa continues to be a major source and destination for human trafficking of all kinds. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The State Department says the ratings are based more on the extent of government action to combat trafficking than on the size of the country's problem. A significant number of African countries remain at the lowest possible ranking. Susan Coppedge, a senior advisor to the U.S. Secretary of State, said the migrant crisis that saw more than a million Africans, Iraqis, and Syrians flee to Europe last year has had a negative effect. She said the U.S. is trying to help the destination countries screen for trafficking victims.
So the migrant crisis creates a whole new pool of individuals who are vulnerable and susceptible to trafficking. If they are stateless or without documents or without jobs or without their families, they become vulnerable to the false promises that traffickers can give them for jobs or safety or shelter.
The report notes that in 2015, six African nations improved or introduced anti-trafficking legislation. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The 2016 TIP report has downgraded Myanmar, also known as Burma, as a source country for men, women, and children subjected to forced labor. Export-dependent countries in Asia are growing increasingly concerned that the growing populist anger in the U.S. and Europe against perceived unfair trade policies could lead to a global economic shutdown.
Rising protectionism could throw sand in the wheels of the global trading system and sort of start to gum it up.
That's Frederick Newman, a managing director of the HSBC Bank's Asian Economics Research in Hong Kong. This is VOA News.